Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think my record, I forget, I always want to say it's 47, but I think it's 27 seconds to take this thing. It's so easy to set up and take down. It's so nice with the screens now and how it comes with workouts and things for the players to do. You will not be disappointed in it. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400. You said it right. I went to them and I said, I got to take care of my people. $350 is not enough. You mentioned Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off your next purchase. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what allows me to put this podcast out every day. It's what allows me to put all the free resources and things I do out into the world. It pays the bills. So go over and check it out. 14-day free trial. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is everything that you need. You get my email address. You're able to contact me. You're able to jump in our office hours. You're able to find anything. If we don't have it, we'll find it for you along with a 14-day free trial. So go over and check that out. Also, we'd love if you love these podcasts. We'd love you if you went over and checked out High School Hoops or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. We'd love if you go check those out. We'd also love if you left a 5-star review. All right, let's head off to the pod. Let's head off. Bye.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I was just going to say there's a million things. You could have a whole podcast just on, you know, a few topics about rebuilding a program.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's like, I think it's baby steps too. It's like, you know, it's a 5-7, unless you get like an high school All-American in, it's a 5-7 year. It takes a while. I'm telling you, for most programs, it's going to take you a while to get to the point where you want to get. Talk to me about your practices. Like, how do you practice plan? How do you set up your practices? So if I was a fly on the wall, what would I see kind of thing?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, the first 15 minutes or so is more, you know, we get after, but we have a good time throwing some music. You know, I heard a really good, somebody mentioned it. I was on something else and they were saying that they let like the practice player that day pick the next day's playlist. So I just thought,
oh, I like that
to throw in there. Right. So if your AD can get this fixed, right, the stereo fixed, and you can get this, you can get this going. But so we do that for first 15 minutes, but they're still like getting after. We have our assistant coaches trying to stuff them, block them, you know, push them around, myself included.
How many assistants do you have?
We have two assistants, one that's typically there all the time. And then the other guy, you know, if we're lucky.
And what are they in the building, or you're in the building, but are they in the building?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, one is in the building and one is our JV coach. So he'll come up after theirs, you know, if he has time. So yeah, we're very lucky that way. And then if we have a kid that's out hurt a little bit, or a manager or something, you know, we've had a couple of different managers help us out too. So we throw them in. It's almost like a gauntlet of getting through and finishing at the rim. And then after that, you know, we do some full court stuff with that. That's probably more of our drill, like quote unquote drill time, where it's, you know, those full court ones that you typically know of. And just again, like, but everything's competitive. We instilled this new thing this year where we call it the compete board. So for every drill that we do, and almost like 90% of our drills, you can win it, right? So if you win that drill, you put a point on the compete point, on the compete board. And it's so fascinating to see how many points those kids get right away. Like it's by far your, you know, who's your.
And how do you do that? First of all, okay, yeah. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. I'm writing that down because.
Well, you know what? It's so transparent, right? So these kids know, like, I'm getting zero compete points, and I might be the best kid here, but obviously, like, my level's not where it should be, you know, in terms of even just shooting drills.
So you have all their names. What is it?
Yeah, it's just a board, like a big cardboard board that I made, and I put all their names on it. And then I put a marker with a, you know, a Velcro thing to it so that the guys go over, and they're hilarious about it. Like, they give each other a really hard time. And
oh, and it's in the gym.
It's in the gym. Yeah. We bring it in every day. So I keep it with me. I bring it back every day. And for almost every drill we do, they can get a compete point. So, okay. And they're all about it.
And is it a weekly thing or is it a practice thing?
It's the whole season. Yeah. It's the whole season. So these, like, we'll see over time, but what's awesome is I can point to it all the time. So I'm like, all right, you know, John, like, let's just take a look right now. Like, so you think you're, you know, you should be out there playing, but let's go back to the board and just look at how much you're affecting even just our practice, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I think it gives you something tangible to point to.
It does. And how big are the squares? So I'm thinking administratively, like, are they an inch by an inch?
I would say it's probably 2 inches for each kid. And I had 13 kids.
Okay. And they go put the mark on there.
Yeah.
And then you tally it up at the end and then just keep a running tally.
Yeah. So, like, right now I'm actually in the process of taking the winner to, I have to get Celtics tickets because that's what I told them I'd get them to take. So unfortunately it happened to be the postseason when I thought about this. So I'm like, I have no idea how I'm grabbing tickets to this, but we're going to try.
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to lose.
It's just not going to happen. I think we're winning by 20 right now.
Speak. But it's at Boston, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll let you have that one. We already took one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Giannis is the best player in the world. My opinion. Personal hardest worker. He is so good. He is humble. I mean, we would literally give him walk. Like, we'll give him walk.
It was funny. My friend just went out to eat with him. My friend for some reason knows him. Said he's the most down to earth, humble, nicest guy. I gave him a hug at the end of dinner. Like, all this stuff. I love everything about him.
Yeah. He's great. Wesley's locker's right next to him. Okay. So do you have a picture of this thing?
I don't. I can send one along.
Send one to me. No, I'm like trying to think about, okay, right. So you bring it in, you bring it out. Then how do they know that I have 37 and you have 23? Because you must erase it after the day, right?
No. So it's all season long. So the marks, like, our kids will mess up at the beginning and they'll make big marks, like the 1, 2, 3, 4, and then cross it, you know?
Right.
And they'll make them too big and realize, like, oh shoot, I'm never going to fit this for the whole season. So then they start to make them really small. And then I'll add them up probably every couple of weeks just to see, like, who's leading and let the kids know and make it a big deal. But it's just nice. Cause anything, like running drills, like anything we do, it's like, yeah, you can win this, like, get something back.
And then so let's say all 13 of them are doing a sprint and you run, you only have one winner.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I'll say, like, first line will be our guard. Second line's our four.
Okay. And then what do you ever do? Because what I was thinking is, like, holy crap, it's only 2x2 in the whole year. There's only going to be one or two winners for everything. So if they're doing like a 2-on-2 drill.
Yeah. And we'll let our games go. Like, if we're doing, we do tons of 3-on-3, 4-on-4 stuff too. And so if we do, like, we'll do rounds, you know, so there'll be 3 rounds of it that will go over a period of time. But if you win, like, the championship of the rounds, you get a point.
Then
so
you
it'll
get
be
a
different
point.
Things. Yeah. So you don't have it, but it
would almost be like, you do 5-on-5 stuff. Holy crap. There's going to be 5 winners.
But we do. Yeah. Yeah. And then the practice player of the day gets an extra one. So they get like their extra point of the day. And then if you get player of the game, you get an extra one.
I got it. Okay. You got to send me a picture of this. This is intriguing. I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm going to do this. This is intriguing.
So we used to do this thing called the burn board, which was like floor burns, like for our tough kids. So I would give out Band-Aids for every kid, made this big, like, burn.
Yeah. We have a hard hat. Like, you get a hard hat with your name on it for a charge kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes. Like love all that stuff. And this was just so something I could call out. Cause I have this really, really tough kid on my team, like awesome kid, like hardest worker, but it doesn't always show on paper. And I wanted my other guy, who's a better player, to understand that this kid's compete level was that much higher, you know, all the time. So that was kind of fun to do.
It's you don't always start the best five hoopers.
Yeah. It's like the perfect puzzle, right?
I mean, my last state tournament appearance in 17, Jake was one of the top five guys, but he just got drafted in the fourth round by the Cowboys. He was a good basketball player. He was not a great basketball player. He was a good player, but he got drafted. He's fourth round pick of the Cowboys, tight end. Like he was pretty decent.
Yeah,
pretty good athlete, and he would hurt you kind of thing. And he would set a screen that you would still talk about today, probably. But it doesn't always show up in the stats thing. But I love that idea. If you could talk about one topic, what topic would you talk about?
I think probably it's like so cliche, but the culture piece. I love that stuff. Culture, program, building it around, any of that.
I'm the older I get, it's the X's and O's are important. If I see one more out of bounds play on Twitter,
it's that's what I just did this presentation on last night, actually, was because especially if you're a newer coach starting out or starting a new program, look at all the stuff available, right? Like, where do you start on X's and O's wise? Like,
it's I just too remember, much.
You
know,
you, and it's you love every much. Play you see, right? You're
it's
like,
too
oh my
much.
God,
it's too much.
Perfect, you know, hammer, debt, whatever it is. And so, you got to cut it out, get a basic thing you can run out of transition that gets them moving, gets them going, you know, and playing and actually like making reads. And then add into that very simple quick hitters. And that has been kind of the go-to for the last 2 years.
Yep. And be original on defense. That's where you can really tweak people, to be honest with you.
Yep.
But I was telling another coach that during COVID, when they were doing all those free clinics, I literally had to turn my computer off. Because it was too much stuff. It was like you'd watch one and there are so many people that know so much more than me, but it's like, I'm dealing with my guys. Like I can't take all of that. And it's just, it's one of the reasons I started T-Tubes, but it's like, if I see one more great out of bounds play from you and I are coaching five guys that could be playing for Arkansas. Like these plays are like, great, they're wonderful.
You actually might be coaching.
I have at times in my career had that. I've had some pretty good teams. Yes, I think if I took.
Well, then you probably know this. Then, like, so I was on another call where I was fighting to keep the mid-range shot alive because the people on the call are talking analytics and basing it on NBA players. And I'm like, we're all high school coaches. And I'm like, guys, we're all high school coaches.
I'm going to tell people that if you've gotten through the podcast this far, I'm going to give you a golden nugget. I'm going to tell you right now from the stats teacher, the 3-point line and the attack the rim, everyone's doing it. The mid-range is open. It's open.
Wide
open. Like if you can hit that shot, you can get an open shot whenever you want.
Keep running us off the line. That's great. You know?
I'm telling you, if you want to get something that no one else is doing in your area, teach your kids to shoot a 12 to 15 footer. Now, I understand the analytics. Trust me, I'm a AP stats teacher. I've taught stats for 25. I understand the analytics. You won't be open from three as much as you are open. Those NBA guys are not open from 15 feet.
Right.
Like they're not ever open for the most part. Yeah. So your guys will be wide open. Like it's got to be like I told my guys, that 12 footer's got to be like a layup.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a layup. You got to shoot it, hit it 60% of the time. We'll take a layup every time. What are you talking about? I'll take a layup. So
right around the free throw line, even like we do tons of floaters, tons of whatever is like our shot. You know, we get so many points from there every game.
It's all run off. It's all run off. It's like, oh my gosh.
I just think it's like they're comparing it to NBA though. I'm like, guys, we're talking, you know, like that's, come on.
And you're comparing it to high division one, two. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, first of all, as a guy that, if you took my top 15 players over the last 25 years, I could compete. I could get those top 15 guys to the Sweet 16. I'm just telling you, that's the talent I've had. I can tell you that right now, no doubt about it. And if you want to call me, we can discuss who my starting five would be. And they would all be professional basketball players, to be honest with you. So I know that. But I'm telling you right now, you are better off watching NCAA women's basketball than you are watching NCAA men's basketball. Yeah. Because that game correlates closer to what I'm doing on a regular basis.
Totally.
Basically, the college game is slowly shifting to the NBA game. A lot of ball screens, a lot of ISOs. The women's game is a pure game. There's not 63 dunks in the, I mean, it's more like.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Yeah, you still swing attack. Yeah, you still get.
You know what I'm saying? And again,
the West action,
nothing
right?
Against them. I'm just saying that game correlates closer to my guys. They're better than my guys. Don't get me wrong, but
But totally. I know. I hear you.
Yeah, it's just the way the game is played. It's more like there's more. You know, Gino's doing more in that game, and you know they're all moving pieces more than they. You know, Coach K ain't moving a lot of pieces during that game. Trust me.
Right. Yeah, and less each year, you know.
Each year, because they're one and done, and then they're off to the NBA and stuff. Do you have a coaching failure? Do you have something in your career that we could dive into that a coach would learn from?
Yeah, when I was at Braintree, I was there for 8 years, and I had just a couple tough parents 1 year, and I ended up they had sent me an email that was pretty terrible, just about character, and kind of went at that stuff. And that was I got my defenses up and I shot back through email and actually resigned, you know, on the spot. I was like, I'm done with this, you know, BS, this is out. And you can't get emotionally attached. You know, I mean, you can, cause you do, but you can't take everything personal. And at that point I still was, you know? So yeah, I could tell you a lot about.
No, I mean, the thing is, and this is what I've told some young coaches, you can't be rational with an irrational person.
Right.
In a world.
It's an 80-20 rule now. So I have an 80-20 rule. It's actually probably more like 70-30 now, where like, especially with as being a guidance counselor, like 20% of the parents I'm going to meet just kind of go into the crazy pile, right? Like they're like, I just can't even deal. 80% are awesome. You figure things out in the middle, you work your partnership.
Yep.
Same thing with parents of basketball players, like 20%, you just kind of chuck and be like, okay, whatever they're going to say, like you said, is irrational. And the other 80 are the ones I'm going to deal with and kind of focus.
Hey, my kid's going to Harvard. What are you talking about? My kid's going to Harvard.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you a Stanford story. Cause we have friends who live in San Jose, just outside Stanford. And we went on a tour. I'm the dad that asked the question at the end. He goes, do you have any questions? I go, what was your application on? And he goes, my application, I'm a storm chaser. I go, what? He goes, I chase tornadoes. That's what my thing was on. And I go, oh my God, that's the kind of person that gets into Stanford. Yeah. And then I go listen to the Stanford admissions person. They go, well, let me explain how Stanford works. Take a football stadium and everyone, we're gonna fill that entire football field. The field with people standing right next to each other. They're all going to be 4.0s and they're all going to be 36s. And we're not going to let them all in.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess Stanford. Like it's like Harvard, you know, it's like, yeah. Exactly. So I agree. You can't take that stuff. It does, even in my career, it's like, I know what I'm doing. Like, come on.
Yeah. Still when they come at you, like that's where I was like, oh, like, don't tell me I haven't made great relationships with your kids or want the best for, you know, like that stuff I can't take. And so it kind of blew up. I was,
but
was
that's
like
why they, that's why they do it. That's why they do it. They put, they're poking at you.
Oh, totally. Oh, oh yeah. And I went right back. I gave them exactly what they wanted.
You can't poke back is the issue. It's like, I can't. And I more than once I've said, stop, you're being a parent. Like, and trust me, I coached my own son. It was the hardest thing I've ever done and probably the most enjoyable thing I've ever done. But it was hard because it's like this little side's being dad, this little side's being coach. It was horrible. It was hard. But I, and so I understand the parent thing. Like, I mean, they're going to, they're going to do whatever they need to do. They're going to do what they need to do. All right. Let's go through the rapid fire. I don't want to keep you too. Oh God. It's like 9:30 your time. She's Eastern. I'm Central. So it's just, I'm just getting started at 8:30. All right. Let's, I'm going to do my rapid fire. So I always do this at the end. Favorite brand of basketball ball you play
Jaden.
Okay. One word to describe your ideal player.
Competitive.
Okay. If you go to one sporting event other than the Bucks beating the Celtics in the in the Eastern semifinals, it's not the finals, I don't think. It's 2-3, right? Yeah. One sporting event. Really?
With the Pats. Yeah, with the Pats back in it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Super Bowl. Have you been to a Final Four?
I only on the women's side. I haven't been on the men's side yet. So that's another one that's up there.
Yeah, Super Bowl. I don't know. I mean, that'd be interesting. Favorite pregame or postgame meal?
Chicken parm.
I had steak. The last guy I did it was steak. It's like, ooh, that'd be a little too much for me.
I'm like a chicken parm connoisseur. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Oh, you are. What does your game day look like as a guidance counselor?
Game day, like
the whole day. Like you wake up in the morning. What does your day look like?
Save some lives, you know, with some kids, have some tough conversations, probably shed a few tears with some kids that are going through some stuff. And then right after school, it's just getting after it. Like I get to the gym so early because the freshman's playing, then the JV playing, and then the
they all play in one gym. They all play in one gym. Okay.
So I'm there from like, you know, 3 o'clock till whatever, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
What's your longest bus ride? What's your longest ride?
So we're not bad. We're in like the city, so it's not as bad. We're probably about an hour and change is our longest.
Oh, that's not bad. Do you have any superstitions?
Yeah, I think I'm borderline a little OCD about numbers and everything. You too? Right. Yeah.
I'm 100%.
It's like almost runs your life. It's a little bit annoying.
It's rituals though. It's rituals. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
What do you do to relax?
Drink wine. I hang with a ton of friends. You know, I'm lucky to have a good friends, good family, great nieces. I have two little nieces, so we chill out a lot. But I'm out a lot. I'm very social.
Very social. All right. Describe your perfect player in 5 words or less.
Ooh, would run through a wall.
That works. That's 5. All right. Best basketball player you have seen in person.
Well, girls side, I'd say Nicole Boudreau played at BC. Or this other girl played at Tennessee and I'm blanking on her name. And the boys side, I'd say, I don't know if you remember Scoonie Penn played at BC. Yeah. Great player, but he was probably the best, like I saw in person, played against my brother.
Best basketball player of all time.
Ooh, Larry Bird.
I like Larry Bird. I was a Laker guy because you can only be Lakers Celtics when I was growing up. I get it. I haven't had a Larry Bird. I think Larry Bird was way underestimated too.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
That's like to go clock, to that like.
Go ahead. What?
No, I was gonna say he's like a good player in a non-athletic body. So I kind of relate. I relate.
He got everything out of it. Shot clock, yes or no?
Oh God, yes. Yeah. Okay.
If you could change one thing about the game, what would you change?
I would allow it to be more physical. We still get called on ticky-tack stuff.
Yeah. Charge circle, yes or no?
Charge what?
Charge circle, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, best game you've seen in person. Can be one you coach. Mine is the one I coached.
So mine's the one I coached too. Yeah, we were in the state finals. We won by one with just about no time left.
Yeah, we won it. We won in triple overtime in the state finals. Only triple overtime in 100+ years.
Wow.
Yeah, state finals. Guy called a second, first or second overtime. Kid called a timeout. They didn't have one.
No. Oh, the
my Weber point guard hits both free throws, goes to the second overtime, blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. I still feel that was like 11 years ago. I still feel bad for that kid. Not that bad, but I still feel bad for that kid. It was like, whoa, we never live that down. Quarters or halves?
I like quarters. What do you guys have?
We have halves. We have halves. I miss the teaching between quarters.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we play two 18 minute halves.
Oh, wow. Okay. I like that though.
Yeah. So what happens is I got to rest my stars. I got to rest everybody at least a minute or two. So it's like a college game. No one plays 40 minutes in a college game. Right, so you got to pull them and rest them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many timeouts do you guys get in addition?
Same amount of timeouts.
Okay. So we get five plus the quarters.
Yeah. So you get more. That's best basketball coach of all time.
I'm a Tom Izzo fan.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good call. Yeah. I like Tom too. Yeah. Best team of all time.
86 Celtics.
A good team. I do remember that team. I graduated high school in 85. I remember that team. That was a good team. I'll give you that one, even though I was I was more Lakers because our school colors were the same as
the purple and yellow.
So that was part of the reason.
I get it.
Jump ball, yes or no?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I'm gonna fight you on that one. It's the dumbest.
Like
thing.
To start, what do you mean by jump ball? Like
the tie up. I have no problem. The first jump ball should get rid of. The visiting team should get the ball to start the game.
Oh.
And here's my reason: is the officials are horrible at throwing the ball, and they only do it once a game.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And one of the three does it. We have three officials. Well, one of the three throws it up once a game. They can't do it. Yeah. And it's like, so it would make the game more of a chess match if you did visiting team gets the ball.
Yeah, they get it first.
Everywhere. Let's go. And then do all
three. Yeah, I can see that. I've never ever thought about that before. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the last question I always ask is, do you have one bit of advice for your younger self?
I think it goes back to what I was talking about before. Like, don't take things so personally, and really just like kind of stay true to yourself. Keep going. You're usually doing the right thing. And like, so, I'm so corny. I'm a guidance counselor, right? So I have like so much corniness to me anyway, but I have like a big thing on my bureau, the man in the arena poem that just says like everybody else doesn't matter unless they're in there with you, so you're going to take the noise no matter what, but I would much rather throw my name in the hat and be a part of it than worry about the critics. I think
that's what I tell the guys. You'd rather be an active participant than the third row in the student section.
Right. Yeah.
I know it
hurts. I say it all the time too, for like the final free throws. Like, I'm like, if you ever end up where you have the chance, the opportunity to hit free throws, right? Who cares? Like if you have, 1-2, whatever, I'm like, kids would give anything to be that guy, regardless of whether you win or lose. Like,
right.
So screw everybody else and, do you enjoy it.
Right. It's part of that journey. All right. Thank you, coach. I really appreciate it coming on. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple Podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.